Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're spotlighting this year's Women in Biometrics Award winners. Lisa McDonald directs the Identity Capabilities Management Division of the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Biometric Management, also called OBIM. She came to the biometrics industry by way of the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton, supporting what was then the Department of Defense Biometrics Task Force, BTF, in developing their first Department of Defense Biometrics Enterprise Strategic Plan.
As a Booz Allen employee working in federal consulting, it was really rewarding to be able to support DoD missions in any way that we could. But working with BTF had a lot of meaning for me because of BTF's purpose, how biometrics directly supported the warfighter in theater, and also because living in the D.C. area, many of us felt a lot of impact from the 9/11 attacks. And at Booz Allen, we lost three colleagues in the attack on the Pentagon, Jeep Fisher, Terry Lynch, and Ernie Wiltshire. And I'll never forget them. I'll never forget that day. There's a lot of folks with a lot worse stories than I have, but that has always stuck with me, and that made getting to work in biometrics all that much more meaningful for me, because here was a technology and a function that could help identify known or suspected bad guys, and something where I could see a real line of sight from what I did on the strategy, policy, privacy end to that end person on the other end of the line who was having to make a real decision about the person in front of them.
McDonald didn't set out to work in biometrics. Her post-secondary schooling focused on English and public administration. She did some early work in federal service, doing background checks at the Office of Personnel Management, then Management Analysis at the National Archives.
Once I'd finished my master's, I started looking around to add to my toolkit and ended up working in consulting at Booz Allen, where I was for 12 years. And that was really an amazing period of growth for me, for learning, because it gave me experience helping clients solve real-world, big-ticket problems in strategy, process, performance. It helped me really learn how to take ownership of creating solutions, driving them through to completion. I did spend several years with BTF, which then became BIMA, or the Biometric Identity Management Agency. And in 2012, I had the opportunity to take a position in DHS's biometric program, which was then U.S. Visit, and is now OBIM. And what we do at OBIM is similar in some ways to what we did at DoD, but the scope, scale, complexity within which DHS operates presented a new set of challenges. We're part of this big ecosystem, and we are delivering through biometrics truly identity as a service. So at OBIM, operating and maintaining the largest biometric database in the U.S. government, providing examiner services, supporting additional biometric data sharing, it's a tremendous responsibility for the organization to do right by all of our customers, and also to do right in privacy, in protecting the data that we're entrusted with as the steward of that data, not the data owner. And as the Identity Capabilities Management Division, being able to support that and walk that line of sight through to help make sure that we're doing the best we can IT-wise, operations-wise, expertise-wise.
McDonald says she's most proud of being able to support national security and public safety, especially helping to expand overall biometric data sharing between DoD, DHS, and the Department of Justice.
I'm very proud to have played a role in developing and implementing that first DoD Biometrics Enterprise Strategic Plan that took folks from across all services, as well as DoD headquarters elements, to get to some kind of a unifying vision for biometrics for DoD, which they've certainly taken and iterated since. And at DHS, what I'm really the proudest of is to have been part of the journey that has brought us to the point where we're now building the Homeland Advanced Recognition Technology, or HART system. So we had realized a number of years ago that while our current system, IDENT, has really done well for us, it's been a real workhorse, we were going to need to look at a replacement system. IDENT, of course, was originally built in the early 1990s as a pilot project, a pilot system for the Border Patrol. And after 9/11, the system got pressed into service to do a lot more, was added to, and of course used what was great technology at the time, but was 1990s technology. So I had a role in developing the business case to explain why a new system was needed, helped garner the support for it. When we got to the point then of actually working with our DHS Office of Procurement Operations on the actual procurement for increments 1 and 2 for HART, I then led the source selection effort, and I had to work with a cross-DHS and cross-agency team, and we serve 45 unique customers. So now, of course, we're into the hard work of building HART, And I have every confidence that when that's done, HART will be the DHS biometric system that delivers better and more efficient biometric services that support both national security and public safety in new ways, in better ways. And again, I'm just humbled and honored to be part of that.
McDonald's advice for anyone starting out in this industry is learn all you can, not just about the technology.
The technology is the enabler that allows something to happen. But learn about why we need it, what it's used for, what that operator on the other end needs it for, and how it fits into a bigger framework of what's right. How can we use this amazing capability that's biometrics? How can we use this in a responsible way that's good for people, that also helps protect us? How do we use this for the greater good?
McDonald's good work and that of four other outstanding women in biometrics will be awarded in New York City on November 14th during SIA Honors Night. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.